you know, that we can really worship Almighty God together. So for those that who is the first time come over, you know, and to join us, you know, please, you know, go to bed to pick up the connector card so that, you know, we can know each other more. So we have a couple announcements. So first of all, you know, welcome Chris, you know, from the Silver Lining Mission, you know, and he'll be sharing with us today. And he also, there's a booth, you know, at the social hall. So, you know, after the service, you know, please, you know, stop by and visit the booth. And we have the retreat, and which is on the August 8th and 10th. So make sure you mark your calendar and contact Betty to really sign up. You know, we really want to have everybody to really have a time to connect each other and to really, you know, and have a much you know, good time there. And we also have the fundraiser coming up for our the Sendai, you know, short-term mission trip. And so it is on the next Sunday, yes, next Sunday. So also there will be a booth there, so, you know, keep an eye on that. And on the 28th, it is the next Saturday, you know, we have the Orchard Cleanup Day. So this is the day that, you know, really, to really clean up our church, you know, and it is not just the cleaning, but really, you know, it's our whole, you know, our church, you know, as a, you know, in body of Christ, that we are together to really to help to, you know, make our, you know, temple holy and to really clean up everything. So, and it is 9:30 to 12 o'clock. And again, you know, if you cannot make it the whole time, you know, any little bit, you know, helps. You know, you can stay for 30 minutes, you know, even 15 minutes, you know, just come. And to just to help out, you know, it's a big church, so you need a lot of manpower to help to clean out. And there's a few items that, you know, you want to bring, you know, some gloves and maybe a bucket and maybe, you know, some other masks and some cleaning, you know, things that, you know, if you can. And make sure that you, you know, wear to close those shoes. Yeah, so we don't to hurt your toe or feet, anything. So, yeah, so again, you know, anytime, you know, you don't have to be a whole time, you know, just a short time, you know, will be helpful. And also we have you know, praise the Lord that we have a great VBS, and I think that they all the children have a good time, and all the prayers that, you know, for the VBS, and I believe there is a video. So well, maybe I can talk about the graduation first, you know. And yes, you know, we are coming up with the graduation, and we have the luncheon, you know, at after the service. So, and also there is a little short video regarding the who's going to graduate. And of course, we have a longer one, you know, during our the lunchtime. So. Do we have the video go back for the VBS? So let's rise and greet each other.
Good morning. How is everybody doing? I'm so glad that you are here. I have the privilege and the honor to introduce a very special guest for us this morning. Chris and Lydia are founders of the Silver Lining Ministry. And what you're going to discover is that Chris is a man who has the heart of Jesus. Because as you hear what he's going to share with us, you're going to see his heart for God's kingdom. Now, God has specifically called him to minister to children. And Chris has many, many spiritual children. And so we're so thankful and honored to have Chris to be able to join with us, to share with us what God is doing through him. So, Chris, come on up, please.
Good morning, brother and sister. So, can you hear me?
Okay, I can use the microphone, yeah. I can use mic. Oh, okay, it's working. So, first of all, I'm so thankful that can share with you today. And, this is the picture that I took it at 2005 in San Jose. And I have a lot of old friends in here. Thank you. So happy to have a chance to share to all of you. So this picture that Lydia and me with three children has been sent to to China to serve in 2005. It's already 20 years this year. So Lydia and I belong for a Christian Nine. CNMA Market Space Ministry. So, and 20 years later, my son Joshua, he is also joined the Market Space in this ministry this year. So, praise the Lord, he's also served the Lord with us. So, when we went to China 20 years ago, so we are serving in an orphanage called Living Stone Village, and that orphanage, they have about 66 children, and all of them has disability. So the first when I go there, I find, how come the people, the orphan in China, they are all has disabled. So let me check my. Sorry, my PowerPoint is something wrong. So, okay. Okay. So, I just wonder why all the children in China, all the orphans in China have disability. How come there's no normal children, right? And then later on, I found out because of course they do have normal children, they do have healthy children, but the thing is most of the healthy children they have chance to adopt it by another family, so these children. Remain as because they are they have disability, so that's why they are not be chosen. So these children were abandoned because of their disability. In the orphanage, they would watch family come to adopt, full of hope, but each time they will pass over. Children are supposed to be loved and treasured, but I saw something heartbreaking. Some kids were seen as unworthy of love, even by their own parents. But thanks God, our Heavenly Father never abandoned them. Instead, he moved many believers to leave their own country to care of this little one. As a dad, I always want to be there for my children, celebrating their victories and comforting them when they fail. I believe God's love is like that, faithful, unchanging, and full of compassion. Today's message is called How Deep God Loves Me. Let's read Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14 and 16 together. Ready? Okay. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the children she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are ever before me." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to share your love and truth today. Please bless this time of sharing. Open our heart to receive your word, and let everyone and let everything we say and hear bring your glory to you. May your spirit work in every heart, and may your love touch every life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Brother and sister, we all face moments when we feel like Zion. We cry out, "God, have you forgotten me?" Maybe you are facing pressure, sickness, family struggle, or even no hope at all. You may feel like God no longer listens, but this word is his personal answer. "I have never left you. I will never forget you." In Isaiah 49, God's people were about to face war and exile. They were scared and confused. They cried, "The Lord has left me. God has forgotten me." But God did not bring them. Instead, he spoke with tender and strong love. "Can a mother forget her baby? Even if she does," God said, "I will not forget you. I have written you on my hands. Your walls are always before me." This is not just a poetry. It is the voice of God's deep love. Let's discover two powerful truths in this passage. Number one, God will never abandon his children. God will never abandon his children. In Isaiah 49, verse 15 begins with God's people saying, "The Lord has left me." Zion represents the people of Jerusalem, the Israelites, God's chosen one. At that time, they were suffering under foreign oppression. They felt abandoned by God. But God responds with this promise. "Even if a mother forget her baby," and God said, "I will not forget you. Even if the world forget you, even if your own parents leave you, God never will. It is impossible for God to forget his children." Let me tell you about Rong Chan. His father died when he was young. His mother struggled to care for him and his little brother. One day, she left to find work, asking Rong Chan to take care of his brother. But she never came back. Rong Chan later learned his mother had remarried and would never return. In 2005, my wife Lydia and I moved from California. Oh, sorry. Hold on. So when we found Yong Chan and his younger brother Yong Wen, they already suffered with nobody take care of them 2 years already. So their food is rely on the religious to support. So sometimes they have something to eat, sometimes they don't. And when he learned his mother already remarried and never come back, He don't know what to do. And at that time, God never forget Yongchan, and he sent us to go there. When I saw him, and these two brothers just hug together and doesn't want, they don't know how to respond to the people. They don't talk at all. So my heart and Lydia's broken. Our heart's broken. And this is the message that we heard. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. So we brought them to our orphanage. This is our orphanage in China. At first, they let us smile or pray with others. The house mother told us, they don't know how to laugh. They don't know how to pray with other people. They don't talk at all. They don't know how to commute or hang on with another people, because the past 2 years for them is really trauma for these two boys. But we pray slowly. They open up. One day, Rongchan hugged me at the back, and he said, "Hi, Daddy Chris." And actually, they call me Yan Baba. It's Chinese. And with a big smile. And I know he's changed. And I really praise, thanks God, that Yongchan can be slowly to get back to as a normal children. So, okay. Sorry, my get back. So, in 3 years ago, so Yongchan finished high school and successful get into college. So can you guys see where is he? So he graduated high school, and this is Yongchan. So he looked like a Korean pop star, right? And this year, three years later, this year and next month, he graduated. He completed his college. So really praise Lord. Hallelujah. So I remember last 3 years ago in his graduation, and he said, "If I hadn't come to Silver Lining Family Village, I may not be alive today." And he said and talked to me, "Yan Baba, I will going to study very hard. And after I graduate, I will come back to serve, because I know God saved me. And there's a lot of children like me before that really need the father's love." So Rongchan's earthly mother left him, but our Heavenly Father never did. God will never abandon his children. God always number two, God always remembers our pain. Sometimes waiting for God is the hardest part. You guys agree? We pray, but we see no answer. We begin to wonder, does God care? In Isaiah, God's people had the same fear, but God gave this beautiful reply. "See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hand. Your walls are ever before me." God is saying, "My children, your name is written on my hand. Your struggles are always in front of me." The words called walls represent our problem or our challenges. God sees them every day. He never forgets. He will help us go through for this. Let me tell you about another story about Jing Choi. Jing Choi is an orphan in Myanmar. Before she came to my Myanmar Silver Lining Family Village, she was always hungry. No one cared for her. She had a spinal tuberculosis, as a, like a TB, the TB going through, go to his spinal. as a child, and it left her spine pain. So it's like her back is quickened. If the disease ever comes back, she could become complete paralyzed or even die. Jing Chui, just a little girl, facing important pain. So let's see how God helped this girl. So can I? Okay. And there's a son.
She experienced a difficult childhood. When Zheng Cui was 8 years old, her father died and her mother left home. She and her brother were sent to Silver Lining Family Village. On the first day of arrival, Zheng Cui had no smile. She looked at us silently and showed us her curved spine. Her diagnosis was tuberculosis at a young age. Although her TB was cured, she still resulted in having scoliosis. With all these misfortunes, Zheng Cui has finally received love and happiness in our family village. She became active and cheerful, having a lot of friends and fun. She's able to rebuild a normal childhood again. However, there are always new tasks given by God. In a recent health checkup, doctors found that her tuberculosis bacteria were just asleep and had been hiding in her spine for a long time. If it relapses, she could be paralyzed or died. Zheng Cui appears to have difficulties in walking now. Her situation is getting worse. In order to save her life, we must take her to Hong Kong for treatment. Zheng Cui knows she's going to have a large-scale surgery, but she's going to confront it positively. The day of surgery is eventually here. After the long period of waiting, the surgery that lasted 9 hours was finally completed. Zheng Cui has made it and now she's safe. Although the surgery was successful, the recovery is going to be tough. We believe Zheng Cui will encounter it bravely. The curvy and bumpy road will certainly become peace and smooth.
Jing Chui is just a little girl, but she needs to face impossible pain. Yet no one around her helps. But thank God, he never forget any of his children, not even a disabled children like Jing Chui. Brother and sister, if you are suffering today, God wants you to know he sees your pain. He has never forgotten you. Will you trust him and let him walk with you through your struggle? In Isaiah 49, this remind us of Father who never forget, never abandons, and always watches over us. Let us become sons and daughters who peace his heart. We can respond in 3 ways. Number 1, keep the fire burning. Don't let your passion die. Pray and protect the fire God put in your heart. I always said sometimes God, sometimes the compassion or the calling or that from God is just like watching the firework. If you guys go to Disneyland, have you go to Disneyland to watch the beautiful firework? I think every country, in Hong Kong, they have Disneyland. In China, they have Disneyland. And people, they stay for the firework. I think in L.A., we went there before. And I think most of you have been watching firework, right? So what's the firework feeling? When you watch the firework, it's really, it's just like a powerful, right? You're shocked and awe for the firework. But after that, it just goes, just gone. If the wind blows away, there's no smoke. So the compassion or the calling from God, sometimes like that. So that's why we need to pray and protect the fire God put in your heart. In year 2000, so we were in San Jose and we joined the short-term mission trip, go to Lebanon in the Middle East. And we visit an orphanage after the civil war in Lebanon. Everyone was very happy because we hand over the Christmas shoes box to the children. So everyone's smiling. But Lydia was crying. And I said, "Why are you crying? Everybody's so happy here." And she said, God asked her to look into the children's eye. They were full of hopeless. And later in San Jose, when I back to San Jose, I read the scripture that today I share, Isaiah 49, verse 14 and 16. That morning, I still remember, I felt God whisper, "I love this orphan so much." We knew this was our calling. We prayed for 5 years, preparing our heart to follow. Brother and sister, when God touched your heart, it's because He has chosen you. Take number two, so we must take action. So number two, we must take action and step out in faith. We must not stop at feeling touch. We must act. In 2008, and that time we already served in China. We know we have a lot of children from the orphanage. Some of them, they are going to the college. I remember one girl talked to me. And he talked to me, "Yan Baba, do you know what make me most sad?" I said, "I don't know. Is that the time you got abandoned by your parents?" She said, "No. It is when it's rain, after school, heavy raining after school." And I said, "Why? I don't understand." And she explained, "Other children wait under the roof while their parents come with umbrella to take them home." But at that moment, she feels, she understands she has no parents. She has no father and mother. She really wants one day if his parents can come to pick her up. But of course, no. So that's, she always the last one, and no one come for her. She would run back to the orphanage, crying in the rain. At that time, Lydia and I felt deeply burdened after hearing her story. During prayer, God opened my eyes to the true needs of the orphans. Orphans don't just need food, clothes, or education. What they really need, they need a family. They need father's and mother's love. So moved by this conviction, we chose to respond. So at that year, we start our first orphanage, Silver Lining Family Village. We want to give these children a home again and the love of a mom and dad. Now, when they come home from school on a raining day, their mom and dad is waiting at the gate with an umbrella, just like any children should have. If I, brother and sister, if I, Lita and I hadn't responded in action, we wouldn't have a family-style home in China, Myanmar and Vietnam. And we will start another one in Indonesia just this month. And therefore, countless, if we have not responded, countless children have found love and hope through, cannot find love and hope through God's calling. So number three, share the vision, bring others along. So I want to share another video, short video. So it's a young Burmese children, a Burmese girl from Myanmar. She's around 9 years old and is taking the video from one of the pastors. She is a mom with a lot of with the homelessness, and she is using drugs. And at that time, a lot of there has some pastor call us that, do you want ask us to go to Myanmar to open an orphanage, because it, you know, Myanmar has struggled in 50 years civil war, and they have a lot of drug issue. They have a lot of poor, and they have a lot of orphan. And some pastor in Myanmar asked us to go there. But I just really I hesitate. I want to go. I want to obey. But I just think I cannot do that. I have an orphanage in China. I have a rehab center in China that need a lot of manpower. Draw me a lot of time. And more, the most important thing is I don't think I got enough funding to support another orphanage, because every single children come to me, I need to take care of them, these children, at least 10 years. So I cannot, I want to share. Sometimes before, I read a lot of book about, some great pastor to help the children when they're in the orphanage. Some story you may heard, right? They finish the last piece of bread, and then they pray with the children. Somebody locked the door, and somebody bring a lot of food, right? A lot of bread. You know what? I need to confess. I pray to God that I really doesn't want to have the same issue happen on me. I cannot tell my children, Yamaba has not raised enough money. So from today, we will cut one meal for you. And from today, you cannot go to school. No, I cannot. I cannot do that, right? So I pray. That's why I'm struggle. I hesitate to go there. But once when I saw this video, my heart really break. I cannot stop my tear over two weeks. Every time I think of this girl, I cry. What happened for this girl? She's only about 9 years old. Like this girl, if she is growing in Bay Area, she's a precious baby, right? In China, even in China. Where is her parents? What happened of her? So I tried desperately to find her. But God has another plan. I called the pastor, can you help me to find this girl out? I want to take care of her. So I'm thinking I can take care of her children, not an orphanage. But when I pray, and that pastor actually go back to that village and try to find her, and he told me he could not find her at all. Nobody knows where is she now. I feel so sad. I said, oh man. And then I prayed to God. God told me, you know, in Myanmar, there has a lot of children like her. And he asked me to, would you go there to help me to find this girl, this children, come back to his arm. And then I said, I talked to Lord, no, God, I cannot do that. I don't have enough funding. How can I support these children? I know there will be a lot of children. And God said, share to another. I will prepare what you need. So, and with this, so at that time, at that year, it's so amazing. We have two, I shared to some my friend in US, and they, with their support of many brothers and sisters, we established our second orphanage in Myanmar that same year. We reach out to care for children who had lost their parents, who has in war, to war, poverty, disease, and addiction. Our hope was for them to feel the love of the Heavenly Father and to know His truth. These children have never been forgotten. Now, in 2025, Silver Lining Missions has cared for over 1,000 children who once had low hope. Today, they are embraced by God's love, and they can dream again. As many of you know, in Myanmar was hit by earthquake just last month, right? Many children lost their parents to become orphans. I just feel, we went to Myanmar at 2017, and that is the best year in Myanmar. And after that, they have COVID, and they have coup, and they have a very serious civil war. So that caused we need to move our children out from the site to another place. And not only that, last year they have a major flooding. A lot of people lost their life, and this year the earthquake. We went to a village, 200 people, half of them were dying. So many children lost their parents and become orphan. So that's why Silver Lining Mission now building a second family village near in the place called Inni Lake, which will become a new home for 200 children who have no parents. In this place, they will no longer be orphan. They will have loving fathers, mother, and a family once again. Finally, I would like to show you a short video. In this video, you will see how God, you know, I always say, I just move my feet to follow God, and I can, and what I see, I see a lot of God's work. So I want to share the video that you will see how God worked in Myanmar. Can you play the video?
我们缅甸打了50年的政战，很多孩子都失去了父母，他们生活在痛苦的当中。因为我们缅甸国家很穷，所以很多孩子都在困苦当中，他们经常挨饿，也没有机会上学。
我就是在竞争当中失去父母的孩子。
我爸爸是个军人，他在执行任务当中去世了。但是我们呢，因为又没有爸爸妈妈，都只能生活在山里，所以说那时候的话，没有想过自己的未来会怎么样。
我也是我冬水的阴天嘛，阿内看下的都掉七八的。怎么也阿妈说的，怎么也一般那八个送到云母路，怎么也阿妈寄送啊？老幺家先去开，爷爷幺家说的，都讲我也是我冬水的嘛，等于路过也得避暑，而且嘛，怎么也四天嘛说的，爷爷那边冬路超差多的嘛，姑妈对爷爷那边玩那边嘛，我。
没有战争饥饿，孩子不需面对歧视与压迫。
今年的冬假，今年没有爸妈心里在吃嘛，今年陪家送家的。他讲怎么样？怎么样？对着看他们对姑姑，怎么样？爷爷等下来，他当然看下来。俺弟亲啊，怎么个姑姑过年了没的？那是嘛？哪个西北啦？
我对我的未来没有希望。
大家好，你都讲讲完了，你有连接西瓜耶？
因为你们的爱，我看到了希望。
谢谢你们的爱心，我可以来到云彩家园，让我的生命再次看到了希望。
大雨都比地震大，你也在的看路的。大雨都比家真大，孤独。
因为爸爸妈妈他们教导我们，让我们能健健康康的，让我们每一天都能开开心心的生活。
我们今天晚上说，阿妹，你家里在看啥呀的？嗯，就是我没有在看爸爸妈妈的事业。
我未来我想做一个传道人，像叫爸爸叫妈妈一样，我看到很多的孩子需要。去关心他们需要很多的爱。
我长大以后，我希望我能改变这个每天国家，让每天国家不再有那么多的孤儿，让我来帮助这个每天国家成为一个更好的国家。
Last week, we said that Jesus had compassion, and that compassion is feeling it and then doing something about it. Just want to say, Chris, thank you so much for having the compassion of Jesus. And as we hear Chris share what God is doing, I hope that you will pray for Chris, but not only pray for Chris, but you will feel the same compassion that he feels. And that you'll do something about it. And so may the Lord speak to you to do something about it. Because God is doing something amazing through the work of Chris, that he is relaying the foundations of these different countries through these children. And that's the power of the gospel, and that's the love that God has for these children. And so we can join in, and we can partner with Chris, and we can have the same compassion as well. Let us pray. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord turn his face towards you. And when he sees you face to face, will you know the deep, deep love the Father has for you? That he has not forsaken you. That he loves you. And as you hold on to this powerful love that God has for you, it wasn't meant just to be kept to yourself. It was meant to be shared. And so I pray that this week, would you extend the love of Christ to those around you? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us. You may be dismissed.